grace, says the Lord, I know them and they follow me. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. On leaving the synagogue, Jesus entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Simon's mother-in-law lay sick with a fever. They immediately told him about her. He approached, grasped her hand, and helped her up. Then the fever left her, and she waited on them. When it was evening after sunset, they brought to him all who were ill or possessed by demons. The whole town was gathered at the door. He cured many who were sick with various diseases, and he drove out many demons, not permitting them to speak because they knew him. Rising very early before dawn, he left and went off to a deserted place where he prayed. Simon and those who were with him pursued him, and finding him said, "Everyone is looking for you." He told them, "Let us go on to the nearby villages, that I may preach there also. For this purpose have I come." So he went to the synagogues preaching and driving out demons throughout the whole of Galilee. The Gospel of the Lord. The Call of Samuel is a story that we could all relate to. We think we have it figured out, what God wants for our life. And sometimes we don't get it right away, because sometimes we think we know better. And the Call of Samuel is a reminder to us that God's going to keep calling us time and time again until we listen to him. Sometimes listening is very hard to do because we're so stuck in our routine. We just go about life living in the busyness. But spending quiet time every day with God is one of the most important things that we can do. When we listen in the silence, that's often when God reveals his plan to us time and time again. So the good news for all of us is, even when we mess it up and we make mistakes, God doesn't give up on us for a second. He's going to keep calling us and calling us until we finally listen to what he's asking us to do. But of course, it's our decision whether we will follow the will of God in our life or not. So my dear friends, on this Wednesday morning, where is God calling you? Where is he asking you to serve?